Hi, my name is Jalen Nico, and I am 16 years old, and today I will be interviewing my grandmother, who I call Mimi. The first question we're going to start off with is, how was life growing up?
It was sometimes difficult, but overall, it was a good life. I lived with my mom and my stepfather, and soon my stepfather left, and it was just my mom and the four of us, and we became like a single parent household. But my mom worked a 3-to-11 shift, and so I was there with my other three siblings, and I had to step up and be almost a mom figure. I had to cook, I had to clean, make sure they did their homework, and so I grew up really fast.
Okay. So you mentioned how it was difficult growing up. What was the most difficult part?
I think becoming an adult before I needed to be an adult. I think taking on the roles of becoming my sibling's parent, and then at the age of 14, I got pregnant and I had a baby at the age of 15. And so really not knowing a lot, it was really difficult trying to raise a child, being a child yourself.
So if you could talk to a younger version of yourself, what would you say?
I would say, hang on in there because it gets better. Because a higher power comes into your life and you learn to trust God and you learn to believe in yourself and the abilities that God has bestowed on you. And so that's what I would say, is that it gets better. It's not the end of the world because you had a baby. It's not the end of the world because your parents broke up. It's not the end of the world because you had to take on the role of being a parent to your siblings and then you had a baby yourself. Life gets better and you become better.
So when and how did you find God?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I sought God. I think that all my life I've had an inner feeling of knowing that there was something higher than me. And I just continued to live my life, and so I really wasn't searching for God because I already thought that I knew him just based on the life that I lived. But all of a sudden God found me, so it wasn't like I was ever lost or separated from him. But it came a time where I knew that I could no longer depend on me, that there had to be more to life than what I was living.
Okay. So how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a person who loved people, but also loved God. But most importantly, I would like to be remembered as a person that loved God, that gave her life to Christ, and also that loved people. I love people, and I feel like I'm a very caring person, and I'm always concerned about what other people need. I like to put other people's needs above my own, and just to have a smile on their face. And I know that I love my little granddaughter that's interviewing me, and she always has a smile on her face, and I call her Sunshine because she brings light into my life.
Okay. So throughout life, what would you say was that you're most proud of?
I think that I would say that I'm most proud of myself. I would say that life did become even more difficult than what we talked about earlier. I went through a lot of things, and I experienced a lot of things, and a lot of times I was on my own. And like I said, I had my first child when I turned 15 in 1 month, and then I had a baby the next month. And sometimes you think that life is over and you'll never accomplish anything. And I feel like I have accomplished a lot of things and done a lot of things and seen a lot of things. And so I feel like I am very proud of myself because I went back to school and I made sure that I graduated, and then I went to college. And so I didn't finish college. I decided to go and take a trade, and I went and got my mortgage broker's license. I have my, then I went back and became a director of the school. And I have lots of licenses once I start naming them. And right now I have my own notary business called M&M Notary Signing, Loan Signing Company. So I feel very proud of myself because a lot of people would have given up going through a lot of the things that I went through, but I did not give up, and I kept my daughter, and she is Jaylen's mother, and so she has three children, three lovely grandchildren that she gave me, and we are a very, very close-knit family. And so I am very proud that I was able to keep our family together, because it would have been easy to decide to give my child up because I was so young and I did have that option and that opportunity to be able to just give her up, or either I could have decided not to ever even have her. But I am really proud that I did, and I'm really proud of her, and I'm proud of the woman that she has become and the woman that she made me become in order to be able to take care of her.
Okay, that's good. So for generations listening to this from years from now, is there any wisdom that you like to pass to them?
I would say put God first, because that's going to be the thing that sustains you, that keeps you moving forward, that keeps you going. Because when there's nobody around and nobody there and you feel like nobody cares, which most of the time there's always someone who cares because you have a mother. But I think if you put God first, then even when you're alone and you feel like no one is there, God will step in and let you know that He is there for you.
Okay. And I see you keep circling back to God. And you said earlier that God kind of found you. So how would you say your faith evolved over time?
I would say that at first when I was younger, I was a child, and we went to church every now and then, but not on a regular basis. And I knew about religion, but there's a difference between religion and knowing God, having a personal relationship with God. We can be religious and go to all these events, and we can clap and we can sing and we can do all these things. But when you're alone and you're feeling lonely, and you feel like your life is messed up, and that's why we have so many people that commit suicide, because there's nobody there for them. But when you absolutely seek God and you learn to depend on Him, then we will be able to just walk in the light as He is in the light. So when we're walking in the light, we take ourselves out of the darkness. But God teaches us how to do that through His word. And so when we need to hold on to God, then we will find Him. We will, if we seek Him, we will find Him. And that's what His words say. When we seek Him, we will find Him. When we seek Him with all of our heart. And so that's how I'll say that I evolved, because the thing of it is that it's like a baby. When you a baby, then you're on milk. But as you grow, you get on solid food. And so as we have grown in our relationship with God, we become more solid in Him, because we learn what we need to do, how we need to do, how we need to live. And that is the main thing, because I would not be here if it was not for God. I would not.
Okay. So what would you say are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
In life, I've learned that not everything is going to go the way that you want it to go. Not every answer is going to be yes, that you will get no's, but you keep on going, because no just means not right now. It doesn't mean no forever. Like, you may ask me to drive my car today, and I may say, no, you can't drive my car. But maybe you ask me next year, I might say, yeah, you can take my car and you can go ahead and go. So no doesn't always mean no forever. So we're going to get a lot of no's in our lives, and we're going to get a lot of things that happen, but we have to keep moving. So that would be the thing that I would say is no is not forever.
And to wrap everything up, we're going to have our last question, which is, how much do you love me?
I love you more than you will ever understand. It's almost like, you know how God loves us so much that he already gave his only begotten son that we should have life. So I love you so much that I would give my life for you. So that's how much I love you. I love my sunshine. That's so sweet. You brighten my day and you warm my spirit.
Thanks.
That's why I call you sunshine.
Well, everybody, that's my grandmother, Mimi.
Yeah. Yes, it's me, Melinda.
And that's her story.
Jayla's wonderful grandmother.